So welcome back to hour three on October 27th. And I would just like to remind us of something. When we start to tap into that deep grief and you have fear about going to that place of grief, one of the things that I think is helpful to think about is that fear of delving into the past or delving into bringing up something about for us. Some of you may remember that I did a regression with Chris Grissom with the Light Institute many, many years ago. One of the regressions I did, I had the amazing experience of going within my body and seeing that every cell in our body is programmed. We're a part of all of the emotions of all beings from the beginning on the planet. And the depth of fear, hatred, jealousy, anxiety, all of these separation, all the things that keep us separated from remembering that we are perfect beings, that we are representatives of divine spirit. That's what we came here. That's about experiencing for me that I kept getting these messages from the wind, the stones, the sea, the trees, about heaven on earth. And it's just about recognizing that we have all this in us, and this is a schoolhouse, this earth. And COVID, I believe, has brought us to a point where, wow, none of us, I don't believe here, would have gotten off this cycle we've been on. And we've had to go inside. Now, when we do that, when we connect as we dare to do here with so many of our fears, when we remember that we are connected with all beings on the planet at this time, and that when we dare to share and recognize those fears and then find some way to recognize our oneness with divine spirit and all it is and all of us, that when we overcome our fears and transmute them and shift them to daring to love, daring to find our way to daring to find love of ourselves, of this divine being that we are. When we remember our connection to all other beings, we're just putting that out there so that many, many people on the planet have this opportunity, to find that within themselves, because we all have it. It's all within. And we can all just connect to that amazing creative consciousness in every one of us. And I want to share some of what is in the chat because it is so beautiful. I just so appreciate what you're sharing. I love this, that Charlotte, that you shared that animal brainwave studies have shown that oxytocin release in dogs and their guardians is the love hormone that is released in mother's milk. Isn't that interesting? And so many of the studies that were done in the UK in the last two decades have been really helpful. If you haven't had a chance to go in the chat and look at this, it's really worth reading. And Linda, Claire, I so appreciate your words that I finally quit a job that had overstress. No idea how you were going to pay the bills, but asking for help for several months and suddenly had the inner message, do you trust enough? And I thought, yes. Then I received, do you trust enough? Meaning to quit without knowing what was next. I felt like I was standing on the edge of a cliff, hanging on with my toes, but I followed the guidance knowing that I'd always been protected. Miracles happen and I've never regretted my decision. I'm sure your life will open up to the next path in the same way mine did. Trust was so strong that I absolutely had to do it. The same will be available to you. And this is this trust that we have a way of activating that with the oxytocin release from the gentle movement of the tissues. And I love, Jewel, where you said you dared to jump off the abyss, into the abyss. Would you mind just talking about sharing that a little bit? Ms. Jewel Duke, beautiful lady. Oh, you have to unmute, you're muted. You have to unmute your microphone.
I thought I had held down the thing and unmuted it. Anyway, I was at one of those, well, I actually had the stereotypical nervous breakdown and knew I had to get out of the job that I was in and didn't know what I was going to do. Now I was married, so I was not in quite so critical a situation, but I had the very physical feeling that I was on that precipice. And once I made that decision, I didn't feel like I was falling. I felt like I had taken a giant step back from the abyss.
Wow.
Yeah. And it made a lot of changes in me, and it's been very helpful.
How are your knees doing?
Great. Great.
And for those of you who came in later who haven't been for a long time, Jewel has been a practitioner for, you know, a couple of decades.
Well, not quite.
Well, 15 years, right? Approximately.
Yeah, it's about 15 years when I started. Yeah.
Yeah. And had this bone on bone knee thing, and had, so we worked with it. In the first class, I think that when I started doing Tuesdays live with Linda, and you have been taking that 8-level pain to be able to walk 30 minutes, right?
Yep. Oh. Did it this morning. And my left knee, which was the one I injured recently, my right knee's been a problem all my life, but my left knee almost has no pain at all whatsoever. The right knee, it's a 2. So phenomenal. It's very manageable. Yeah. And that's at the end of walking for half an hour.
Yeah. And that's taken from an 8 level when we started this thing.
Right.
We catch, right? For
right.
Self-help. So fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. I always love to see you. And Jewel she's the godmother of the sea turtles.
All the turtles.
All the turtles. Oh, sorry. Yes. I was
all the turtles.
The sea turtles. Thank you.
The sea turtles get all the press, but they all need help.
Yes, that's so true. So I would, who has something else you would like to share before we end today, because I have to fill out today's oops, sorry, 1 second. Today I have to fill out finally my form and get my vote in. We can only vote by mail, and this is the last day for many people around the country to get their votes.
You must vote.
Yes, we must vote. Absolutely. That's as soon as I get off. So who's got something you'd like to share before we end today? Oh, I see Lois, your hand is up. Oh my goodness, I didn't see it. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. That's because, well, you know, it's easy to miss a little. Anyway, I saw the foot doctor for the follow-up today. And it was interesting as always. It's doing fine. And I can pretty much go on about my life, give it another month before I hike 10 miles. Or he said, just kind of take it easy. And no, don't use hard and heavy reflexology. That's no. don't don't disturb it. It's still growing and kind of solidifying, and it'll kind of like by millimeters get a little thicker yet. I was worried that I had done something, you know, initially the first week or something to wreck it. But he said, no, everything's fine. The pad is there. It feels good. And basically, all is good. And if I need it again, I'll know it because it'll start to hurt, you know, and then we can either do the same procedure again. But there is also another procedure that's newer, kind of, and it uses, instead of the synthetic fat injection, which I just had, it's growth factor that they insert. And then the body is able to learn how it makes its own collagen again.
You mean like stem cell?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah. He said it's a little more, you know, and he hasn't worked with it a lot. And he said, and you're fixed for now, he said. So, you know, just kind of see how it goes. And then he will know more about it, too, with his own experience when I need it again. So it's like, oh, cool. That sounds cool to me. That sounds cool. Really, really cool.
Beautiful. So,
and on my left foot, there's a little bit of numbness, like right in deep in at the base of the toes. And he said, that's something different. That numbness, he said, it might be related to nerves. And he said, that would be more amniotic fluid sorts of things. But he said, numbness is better than pain. So let's not, let's just see how that goes. You know, don't worry about that just yet, because it's just minor. Kind of a thing deep in the ridge, kind of in,
right? So what you might do is look at the hand chart that we did and find out, unless you can easily reach that, you can easily reach your feet. Now when you mentioned deep work, you see, one of the problems is that normal reflexology has the concept of saying break down the crystals in the foot, and it's done with a lot of pressure. And this is really a lack of understanding, like the intelligence of the cells. And I had the good fortune, I don't know, maybe I channeled this book. I mean, honest to God, the first book on reflexology that I bought when I first came back from when I was in the States and I was doing the Feldenkrais work, I wanted to know more about the foot and about foot reflexology. And the book that I got said that don't use any more pressure on your foot than you would use on your eyeball. Like I say, I took a week-long course of massage school just to find out what they taught. And it was all about pressure, pressure, pressure. No respect, no connection to these amazing meridians that run through our foot and all the wonderful connections we have. So if you would just reach down, and I'm working on my foot right now with my hands, like just, this is what, see if I can do it, get this, yeah. And I'm using my thumbs just gently chalk to this area and do a little sponge in there, but talk to it. And now find like lines that you follow away from those lines. Follow those lines. And this is where it's something that you might explore another possibility with that. If you can have in your, where do you live?
Oh, Mesa, where? Arizona, Phoenix. Mesa, wow. Arizona.
Find a good acupuncturist and just kind of just maybe add some acupuncture in to your life for that, if you feel like it. If you don't, just follow with the T-touches and maybe a two pressure and a little sponge in there and talk to the body and see what you can do and follow these lines. And
when I said deep, I kind of meant it's at an odd angle And when I just a little bit feel it, it's like, oh wow, it's different. It's nerves. It feels different. With a light, it's like, oh, huh.
It's instead of poking, go in and make it gentle, like this. Imagine that you're sending the light from cell to cell around the both sides of the nerve. So, and with the big intention, do no harm. Don't, just be very careful to activate the communication in those nerves in the cells and not activate it. Your doctor was really smart to say, don't hurt it. Don't go in with deep work. And
he's an amazing doctor.
You're really fortunate. Just explore the possibilities. Explore with it. And the fact that you've got this, and you know, the stem cell has been used a long time now. If he's new to it, I mean, it's been around a long time, been really successful. Good luck. Thank you for sharing.
Linda? Hi, it's Linda. Yes. Claire.
Hi, Linda Claire.
I had to tune out for a little bit. I had friends calling to see about the fire and evacuation, all that kind of stuff. So I missed, I'm reading in the chat here, I see that Teresa sang a song.
Yes.
Would you like to sing again? I miss it. It sounds like it was wonderful.
Maybe you can say, maybe Teresa, if you could, instead of making it about me, just shift the words and make it about all of us. That would be.
I will do that. You know, this song I created it about 20 years ago when we were in Germany, and I had to do something in the pause of a theater we were playing, and this came to me. I will think about.
But you're going to sing.
I have to.
Yeah.
No,
you don't have to, but.
Okay, no, I will. I have to take it a little higher up because it was too low. So I will try. Get in touch with Linda's mind, or get in touch with our mind.
Yes.
We'll take your. Oh, sorry. Without your time. No, I came out. I have to think about. I will do it like I did it right now. Get in touch with Linda's mind. We'll touch your soul, your body, your kind. You then switch the small lights on and say hello to everyone. Thank you, Linda, for all that. The universe will give it back. It's not really, I had to sing it higher, but it's okay.
Thank you. Wonderful.
If we think of all our minds, switching on all of our minds,
I will do that. But I have to exercise.
Yes. And we in our classes, that Teresa organized these incredible classes in Switzerland. We used to always have a big party at the sometime maybe on the fourth or fifth day evening of a 6-day training, and we had so much fun. Oh my gosh, some of the funny things that we did were really incredible.
It's a big family,
you know. And one of the songs that we love, and we have to change, however, the tune that it's to. But it came from the Unity Church, and we've been singing it in every class and that we do, and that is every little cell in your body is happy, every little cell in your body is well. I'm so glad that my cells are happy. I'm so glad that my cells are well.
That's nice. It's so nice. We have it also in German. That will be something for Denise.
What is the tune that you use in German? What is the?
I have to find out, because I'm not really. It's Karin. She was always singing for. I will find out.
And it's so wonderful to sing to yourself. It's really. So, any last thing that we would like to do? And one of the things that I would like to remind us, for those of us in the United States, where we're coming to a really big thing, we decided we were originally going to meet on Monday instead of on the day that we vote, but we made the, we took a vote and we made a decision that we will meet as usual on Tuesday, and with lots of prayers, and just be there with each other and see what we want to bring through. And I wonder who has something you would like to share with us? Anna, hi.
Hi. One thing I do want to say really quickly, and I will put it into the chat, this amazing book by Mimi Aguneri called 100 Pearls, and it's A Cardiologist Translates the Science of Health Healing into Practice. And what it was, it's everything, Linda, that you say is in this book.
Really?
It is incredible. I mean, it doesn't talk about T-touch, but it talks about healing touch, about sound. It's, you know, the gratitude journal. I mean, I'm just doing a few things, but, you know, she says, you know, the fundamental questions. What is my purpose in life? What do I truly value? Do I value friends, family, success, money? Do I make decisions based on my values? What is my personal mission and vision? Who and what do I need to forgive? Do I need to forgive myself? Can I be more loving? Can I be more tolerant and compassionate? Can I let go of anger and sarcasm? Can I live in the moment? Can I surrender the outcome to something greater than myself? I mean, she just goes on and on and on about the positive, the way you talk to me and to everyone, that we're all cosmically connected. You know, when you talk about, I don't know if it's 12 million cells, I know you tell the actual number, I haven't memorized it, but she talks all about this. And so when anybody was talking about the heart, and I have to think about my heart all the time, this book was like, wow. So I just wanted to say that. I will put it in the chat. And the one other thing I want to say really quickly, as I mentioned, this lover of mine that I've known for over 22 years has told me he's going back east and he's never coming back. So yesterday, all of a sudden, I realized I took, like I've been doing, my heart hug every day to myself. And I said, I'm going to do that to him, send him the light. But for my own healing, I took both my hands and put them right down. I'm going to say vagina and clitoris, and did heart hug to my vagina and clitoris, and talked about my own inner sexuality, my own inner light. And this is my body, and I'm here to heal within myself. And I just want to say again, I mean, I can tell a lot about stories about sexual abuse and all the paths I've gone through, but just all of a sudden realizing I can connect with myself and heal within me. So thank you.
A lot. Beautiful. Anna, thank you. It's so, so beautiful. And I'm going to, is there one more would like to speak before I'm going to read something to close? Let's just give you a chance. It's so beautiful here to be together. Yael, how are you doing? You're the farthest away from us at the moment. The other side of the world. How are you doing in Israel, in Jerusalem particularly?
Yeah. Not bad. The COVID is a little lower, so. But I sprained my ankle really bad, so I had a lot of time to explore T-touch. And thank God I didn't break anything. Thank God, really. That's a miracle. And I found that I start like just doing whatever a quarter of a circle I do, whatever and wherever, and I start, and then I pause, like, you know, I pause and wait, and when I pause, sometimes it did help, and sometimes I felt that it wasn't so relevant, so I continued, and it was very interesting, like, it's nothing that is logical or going through any kind of line that's known, but some of the touches really connected or influenced. Some don't. I explore that, which, you know, I feel that I fell down because I didn't listen. Once you took us to the forest, and someone came and said to me, "Quiet down, quiet down." And probably I didn't listen. So now I'm inside even more.
Oh dear, when did you do it?
2 weeks ago.
And how is it doing?
Slowly. Doctor said.
One of the things I'd like to just have you explore, and I learned this in Germany like 40 years ago. You just take a washcloth and wring it out, just normal water out of the tap, wring it out, wrap it around your ankle at night, you know, go to sleep with it. And then take a cellophane or whatever, like wrap it over it to keep the moisture in and the wet out. And then I usually put like a ace wrap around it, not tight, but just to keep it in place. And there's something, and when you do T-touch, are you dipping your fingers in water? Have a little cup of water there and just dip your fingers in water and do the T-touch with the water. Something else happens. It's really interesting.
Thank you. You always have something meaningful to share.
You talked about that. You suggested that to me some weeks ago. What is it called? You gave the German.
Oh, word. It just means a wrap around us, an Umschlag. Oh,
okay.
It just means a wrap.
Well, it was fabulous. It really was. I used it twice. Wonderful. And it's also very good for exfoliating.
Oh, interesting. Jewel, that's fascinating. I can't remember. You injured yourself somewhere.
It was, I had...
You tripped or something.
No, I had shin splints from walking too fast and hard.
Right. Yeah.
And it was great.
That wrap, it's amazing. I mean, I've used it for some really, like, when I thought, did I crack my ankle?
I even bought plastic wrap, which I haven't done in years, just in case I have to do it again.
That's great. It works. Yep. It
and with ankles, you can do the same thing. I'm really interested to try the wet washcloth, Linda, but also for ankle sprains, you can chop up onion. And sometimes you need four hands to do this. And then you wrap the ankle, or if a vacuum cleaner fell on my husband's foot the night before we were getting married, and so I wrapped his foot in onion. And then you put saran wrap over that and ace bandage over that, and I didn't get the big toe, and that big toe was like dark purple the next day, but none of the rest of the foot was discolored at all, and it really helps ankles heal. Or you can just put a slice of onion if like a little kid bumps their head and tie it with the bandana, and it works really, really well.
And Victoria, thank you. And much less smelly is what I learned in Germany. It's what I did when I broke my ankle and I was in the hospital. You just take Chinese cabbage and you lightly bruise it and wrap it, and it does the same thing and it doesn't smell. And you don't cry. Yeah, it's a Chinese cabbage is pretty amazing. So I any last moment before I choose? I'm just going to peruse it. Such a treasure being with you all. Takes a nice
deep breath. I would like to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a lot of time, so I listened to many lectures. There was a webinar called Embodiment, whatever. Many interesting people were there, and many people talked about what you talk about, the group, and even the HeartMath Institute. This guy is a very nice guy. This McCready is a very nice guy.
He is amazing. Roland McCready is a. We had the good fortune to spend a week with him in a retreat in Mexico with HeartMath. And then we went to visit him, thanks to Eleanor. She's amazing. And so we went and spent 2 days with him at the Institute, sharing T-Touch. He is a special person.
Yes, he talks about people who are connected, even if they're not physically at the same place, if they're connected with love or appreciation, their heartbeat kind of... affects each other, so they get to the coherence as a group. And he showed it. They really had many studies, and it's amazing to see the graphs. A group starts, you know, everybody is different, and they get to have this coherence together. So it's healthy. It's not just, you know, some. Not by chance that it's so beautiful to have this group.
Wonderful and so refreshing, isn't it? So supportive. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I think I want to read something from my book, Voices of Nature, something I haven't read to you, shared with you before. Who wants to be heard? This is a fun. These are fire fairies. And I wrote this in 1992. It was a full moon ceremony we were doing. And 16 women gathered around our fire circle under the New Mexico full moon to share our prayers and global visions. We were headed by Michael Henry in a Native American women's ceremony to honor Grandmother Moon and all our relations. We each wrapped sweet grass, sage, juniper, and a pinch of tobacco in a bundle and burned our prayers to help them materialize. Later, we broke bread at a potluck dinner. Warmed and serenaded by the crackling fire in our kiva fireplace, Michael Henry said, "The fire fairies must be busy." And the fire fairies poem flowed from my poised pen. Fire fairies in the night fill the room with such delight. Crackling logs and dancing flames make us all recall the names of flower fairies, wood nymphs too, and all the duties fairies do. Fairies tend new planted seed. They form the dew on check every need of vines and flowers, reeds and trees. They oversee the working bees. They make a note of wind and rain where toadstools grow again and again. They prepare the rings for each fairy dance, and it's really a wonder how their lives enhance a moonlight forest stroll. If you stop to listen, you may hear bells toll. What is that energy that lingers on throughout the night and into dawn? Have you sensed the magic of a pre-dawn walk? That enchanted feeling makes it hard to talk. Better to listen. As dewdrops glisten hanging from a spider web, sparkling in a flower bed. Fire fairies warm my heart, reminding me that I'm a part of the grandeur of nature, of the rocks and the trees. of the animals, the flowers, the storms, and the breeze. So when you see fire, just know they're near and open your heart to receive fairy elixir. So well, imagine the dancing fairies with you all the next time you're around a fire, or imagine, maybe we should make a fire the next time we go in the forest. We'll imagine a fire. That would be fun to call all the fairies in. So know that our dreams do come true. I just love the daily little teachings by but come on, Linda. The thing I read every day. Help me.
Talking about Abraham Hicks?
Yes. Yes. Who is it? Starts with A, rhymes with
Abraham. Yes.
Abraham, thank you, Abraham. I just love this, you know, what do you need? Put it out to the universe. We just have to let the universe know what we need. It's something we really tend to forget. And I'm just amazed at how that happens. Just like our little dog. I just put it out to the universe. What gifts in a dog do you have? I didn't have anything. Except, had to be small, couldn't shed, had to be a rescue and have something unusual. And I could never have dreamed this up. So let's dream up how we want, where we want our lives to go. Let's just dare to dream, to envision and know that we just put it out there. What can each one of us do now to bring our lives to a place of harmony, to satisfy a deeper inner need of trust and connection like we feel here, and know, yeah, that's what we're co-creating together. Blessings on you all. Be sure to vote. See you next Tuesday. And I love the letters. I have to tell you, it's Tuesday, yes. And I have to tell you, those of you who write to me, I just so appreciate it, hearing from you. Blessings.
I voted today.
Me too. That's what I'm going to fill out this long form now.
I did this morning.
Great. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Thank you.
We'll send angel wings.
Good luck with it.